Happy Friday, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to the Friday DriveCast. And, you know, as most of you know, Fridays are the days that we jump off the track by venturing off topic. So let's go deep into Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, as Paul reminds his first century hearers of the gospel that he proclaimed to them, and on which that gospel, he says, you have taken your stand. 1 Corinthians 15:2 says, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. So what was it that these Corinthians were to hold on to no matter what? Paul answers in verse 3, I passed on to you these facts, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then the rest of the apostles. After that, he appeared to more than 500 others at the same time, most of whom, at the time of Paul's writing, are still alive. And this was the tangible facts that Paul reminded the Corinthians to hold on to. The nuts and bolts of the gospel was this, that Jesus died on the cross, he was laid in the tomb, he rose from the dead on the third day, and he appeared to hundreds of eyewitnesses. Now, this is a big deal for me, because what I'm being asked to hold on to as a Christian, it isn't a fairy tale. I'm holding on to facts, facts that Paul challenged his hearers to check out for themselves. He's like, inquire for yourselves. There are hundreds around that saw the resurrected Jesus with their own eyes. Ask them. They'll give you eyewitness accounts that you can hold on to. So what's the point? Biblical faith isn't believing in something with absolutely no evidence to back it up. I believe that's the point. Biblical faith is defined in Hebrews chapter 11 as holding on to unseen evidence. And if I accidentally fall off a cliff, and while falling, notice a branch, when I grab a hold of that branch, I've got one question, and only one question. Will it hold me? And that's the question that I want to ask as we close today. Will what you're believing in, hoping in, is it strong enough to hold you? Because when we go through tests, and when the storms come our way, the branch that's strong enough to hold you is the word that Paul proclaimed to the Corinthians, that Jesus died and was buried according to the scriptures, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Maybe today someone needed to be reminded, just like the Corinthians, of the reality of the resurrected Jesus. And if this is you, before we close today's DriveCast in prayer, I encourage you to open your Bible or turn one on and read 1 Corinthians 15 for yourself. Trust me, it's a branch that will hold you. So let's pray as we close out the DriveCast today. If you want to join me in prayer, you can pray something like this. Jesus, thank you for being the way, the truth, and eternal life. Thank you for new mercies for another day and for resourcing me today. And above all, thank you, Jesus, for being the branch that holds me. Amen. So once again, I want to thank you for being a faithful listener to the LifePoint DriveCast and ask you to do your best to worship with us in person this coming Sunday at one of our four locations, and have a safe and blessed weekend, and tune in Monday for another edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. God bless.